From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, July 26th, 2021.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners and by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland.
The Maine CDC has confirmed a case of the rare Powassan virus in a resident of Knox County. As Patty White reports, it's the second case identified this year in Maine.
The first case of Powassan was confirmed in June in a resident of Waldo County. The CDC says the Knox County resident likely became infected in June, and both individuals required hospitalization. Powassan is transmitted through deer ticks and woodchuck ticks, and symptoms can be severe, ranging from fever and headaches to vomiting and seizures. The virus can also cause brain infection and death. Powassan is rare. About 24 cases are reported each year across the country. Maine has had 10 confirmed cases in the past decade. A woman from South Thomaston died from the virus in 2013. The state CDC is urging people to prevent tick bites by wearing long sleeves, pants, repellent, and performing daily tick checks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
The state of Maine activated a new text alert system for the first time last week after 3 drug overdoses were reported in Portland. The Spike Auto Text program issues an alert after 3 overdoses have occurred within 24 hours in a given county. Speaking on Maine Calling today, Sybil Mazarol of the Maine Office of Behavioral Health says the texts also connect people to the Know Your Options website, which lists community resources for help and where to get supplies to prevent overdose deaths.
They can have naloxone on hand, which is really important in you know, keeping their loved ones alive.
The Spike program launched in June. Maine is the first state in the U.S. to launch that program statewide. More information on how to sign up to get those text alerts can be found on our website at mainepublic.org. That's mainepublic.org. The Maine Fire Marshal's office has found no indication of foul play surrounding a fire that caused extensive damage to a northern Maine school on Sunday. The Maine wing of Frenchville's Dr. Levesque Elementary School, including the gymnasium and several classrooms, was a complete loss. The other half was able to be saved. Investigators say the fire started in the walls between the gym and a nursing station, but the exact cause is not known. School administrators were set to convene an emergency meeting today to discuss the coming school year. It was one of 2 fires to break out at schools over the weekend. Also on Sunday, a fire at Westbrook High School erupted due to an extension cord being used to power an air conditioner. Several classrooms were damaged, but sprinkler systems limited the fire's spread. Maine adult-use marijuana sales continue to climb, with nearly $6.5 million worth of products being sold in June. That's an increase of more than $1 million over May, which was also a record-breaking month. The Maine Office of Marijuana Policy reports more than 86,000 individual retail transactions for June, and the state collected nearly $650,000 in sales tax revenue. Maine voters approved the recreational use and sale of marijuana products in November 2016. The first sales happened last October. Maine's largest private landfill will soon be running out of storage space. As a result, state officials recently approved a 50-acre expansion of the Crossroads Landfill in Norridgewock that could open for business in 3 years. But at least one environmental group says it's alarmed by the project's potential threats to nearby water supplies and is formally challenging the expansion. Charlie Ihacker has more.
Every year, the Crossroads Landfill takes in some 500,000 tons of garbage from inside and outside of Maine. Household trash, construction debris, asbestos, and other hazardous materials. The facility is expected to fill up in about 3 years, so its parent company, Waste Management, has proposed an expansion that would allow 7 million additional tons of waste to be buried there over the next decade and a half. In May, the State Department of Environmental Protection approved the project. It says the expansion would follow state environmental rules and be critical to the waste disposal efforts of Maine communities. And it says that other upgrades in the project, such as a new composting center, would help advance Maine's recycling goals. At least one environmental group disagrees. In June, the Conservation Law Foundation filed an appeal of the proposed expansion. Staff attorney Peter Blair says the state should instead focus on more environmentally friendly strategies, such as recycling, composting, and reducing waste.
But regardless of that, we think that the bare minimum requirements for a landfill are not being met here if it were to go through.
As part of the expansion, for example, Crossroads will have to collect rain runoff that is mixed with the trash and send it to two wastewater treatment plants that discharge into the Kennebec River, one at the Sappy Paper Mill and the other in the town of Madison. Boyer says that Crossroads should be required to filter contaminants out of the leachate before sending it to the plants. He points to a recent state report that found elevated levels of PFAS chemicals in fish from sections of the river near those facilities. The appeal also argues that state regulators should have required more protection against fluids that might leak out of the landfill over time. Crossroads is required to line the landfill with a single layer of plastic on top of engineered clay. But Blair says that the company should have to install a second plastic liner, as it has done in the past at Crossroads and elsewhere.
So the fact that it's being developed with only one liner means that it's not going to be as protective, that leachate leakage is going to happen much earlier than it would have with the two-liner system.
The Conservation Law Foundation's appeal now goes to the State Board of Environmental Protection, which has some independent authority over state regulators. A Maine DEP spokesman says the agency will assist the panel as it reviews the appeal. Prior to approving the expansion, the agency determined that there was, quote, no unreasonable risk that a discharge to a significant ground aquifer will occur. A spokesman for Waste Management declined to comment on the appeal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Charlie Eihacker.
Maine state officials are issuing air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in the western U.S. and Canada descends on Maine. Fred Bever reports.
State observers say ongoing fires in Ontario and Oregon have sent smoke spiraling across the country's skies, and particulate matter is now poised to drop down to Earth.
Between noon today and noon tomorrow is when we expect that the highest values will occur at the surface in Maine.
Martha Webster is a state air quality meteorologist. She says particulates are expected to rise to concerning levels this afternoon, starting in the northwestern mountains and moving through the rest of the state overnight, and then abating from north to south Tuesday evening. She's issued an alert that air quality could be unhealthy for sensitive groups during that period. Webster says if the horizon is obscured or smoke can be smelled, sensitive people, such as those with asthma or other lung conditions, should take precautions.
If you normally jog, you may want to do the same route, but walk it. If you normally jog or exercise along a major roadway, this is a good day to find a different route, further away from the emission from cars and trucks at the surface.
Webster says that while the air should clear by Wednesday, it's hard to make specific long-term predictions for wildfire smoke. Given that it's still early in the wildfire season, she says, more unhealthy air could be headed Maine's way this year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And it's time now to check the weather forecast with meteorologist Paul Cousins.
For all but the crown of Maine today, quite the steamer. Any relief tonight? Not much. A few isolated evening thunderstorms to sputter out, clear to partly cloudy, patchy fog to reform, especially along the ocean's edge east of Harpswell. 56 north, we're drier. 63 south, still stuffy. Tomorrow, some morning sunshine will be available statewide, a bit less humid, especially north, with a possible afternoon thundershower across the northern half of the state, scattered storms farther south, and some could be potent. 68 to 83 north to south. Rarefied Canadian air will cleanse the state Wednesday. North of mountains, partly cloudy. Plentiful sun for all others. 67 along the shore roads east of Vinyl Haven to 78 interior south. Thursday, the eastern half of Maine will enjoy bright morning sun with afternoon clouds to replace it. For the remainder of the state, a bit of sun early with showers and thunderstorms to blossom at some point in the afternoon. 70s for most, 60s mid and down east coast and the St. John Valley. Friday, showers in the northern half, partly sunny for the remainder with an isolated afternoon shower or thundershower. This is meteorologist Paul Cousins for Maine Public.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Tomorrow, Maine Calling will not be heard. Instead, we will be bringing you special coverage of the House Select Committee hearing on the January 6th insurrection. I'm Jennifer Mitchell. Thanks for listening.